When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends. Hey there, everybody. Thanks for joining us today for episode 16 of Your Artificial Friends. Today's episode is What's in a Name? And before we get to that, speaking of names, on Monday, I'm premiering the brand new sweetened version of that little jingle you just heard, done by my buddy Karel Tunador. Best name in the world. He's the keyboard player for the Goo Goo Dolls. And as a matter of fact, we're watching the parade with the kids on Thursday, Thanksgiving morning, the Macy's Parade. And they're going down 34th Street on a float with the Goo Goo Dolls as Karel. But I think he really added something to the jingle. We'll premiere that on Monday. The same time, we'll be shifting to a daily podcast. Hopefully, we're going to try. And some days, you'll open it, and it is simply Andy's Almanac, what happened on this date in history, in pop culture, in historical events, in music, in movies, all that kind of stuff. So, and then other times, we'll be joined by the quorum, you know, whoever it is, me or Larry or Sam or Josh. And so getting to today's story, Josh Fligger, and we all have really interesting names, or a few of us anyway, Josh Fligger. I'm Andy Chanley. Josh had the idea of talking about some great names from our past, people that we've run across who have fantastic names. And at one point in the discussion, I bring up one of my dear friends who has the greatest name of anybody I know. You'll know it when we get to it. And I was going to bleep it out. I sent it to him. I called him up and I said, is this okay to talk about this? He listens to it and he laughs. He's like, yeah, it's great. Like I care. You want my social security number? I'll give you that too. But we laughed about the fact that a guy named Andy Chanley is musing at other people's names. Now, I've been called Andy Chandy, Andy Chandley, Andy Charlie, Andy Chainley, Andy Chaney, Andy Chauncey, Andy Channy, just about everything in the book besides my actual name. And it's sing-songy and stupid, and I should have picked a radio name, Ben Steele or something like that when I had the chance. Anyway, didn't. But want to thank everybody who let us co-opt their names for this episode, and we're very cool about it. So enjoy this, and thanks for joining us on Your Artificial Friends.
Rolling.
All right, rolling. Yep. I'm starting the clock right now, 30 minutes.
All right.
If we have a hard out.
Yep.
Josh's...
I'm going to get a ticket.
He's going to get a ticket in 30 minutes. He's got 32 minutes, so yep. We've got to do this, and then he has to run. So hopefully we can get a quality episode in before that time.
Well, you're wasting time right now.
Josh Fligger's here.
Yeah.
I got Larry Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Andy Chanley. Sam Farmer's on assignment. And this is Your Artificial Friends. Today's episode is called, and I should do this more. Why don't I need to get right to, see, we start talking, then we get off on a tangent. I don't say what the episode's about. I need to get all that out right in the beginning, don't
but
I?
But that's what,
yeah, that's the
that's
great
what,
thing.
That's what YAF is all about. The kids are calling it YAF.
Is that it?
Yeah.
YAF?
Yeah.
They're yaffing about it?
They're yaffing about it. Oh, we're just yaffing it
what
up is, here.
It's like the yaff.
See, we're already.
I know. We're doing it.
This just talking about is going on a tangent yaff. Was a tangent.
This episode is called What's in a Name?
Ooh.
This is something that Josh had brought up before in one of the other episodes. Your friend, a babysitter, was over, and you're like, you know what word I hate? Moist. And he's like, you know what word I hate? Tom. He hated his own name.
Well, the way it came about is, you know, having a few drinks with my wife, and we just go off on sometimes just the stupidest conversations in the world, and it just dovetailed into, I know somebody by this name. Oh, well, I know somebody by this name, to the point where we were just in tears laughing that we knew these people with, like, these just terrible names. And this has nothing to do with their character or personality, but it's literally
they've just got amazing
just
names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that certain names do actually create psychological damage over
wait,
the years.
You wait. You wait.
That's what I'm counting on.
My number one is going to be hard for me to say.
Well, when you brought this up, it reminded me of the Key and Peele
comedy bit about the college football players.
Yeah, they
names.
Did a bunch of those, yeah.
And I remember we were at our fantasy football draft before that, like a couple years before the Key and Peele thing came out. And DeBrickashaw Ferguson was drafted by the Jets. Say Jets. And the name DeBrickashaw, he's a lineman for the Jets, or was. D apostrophe Brickashaw Ferguson. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, what the fuck kind of name is that? And I've always had appreciation for the fact, and we've talked about this, we talked about this with Sam Farmer in the Colin Kaepernick episode, about it's that scene in Malcolm X where the co-ed comes up to him on a campus and says, you know, Malcolm X, I was moved by your speech. What can I do to help the black movement? And he said, absolutely nothing. And keeps walking. And his point wasn't just to be shitty. It was, we've got to do this for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I can thoroughly understand African-American people who don't want to be known by Joe Smith or Joe White, right, their slave owners' names hundreds of years ago. So creating new names, that's where a lot of that comes from. The LaDainians and the, you know, all of those new names that have just come up, and it seems like there are a lot of them in the last few decades, that they're reclaiming their own heritage or creating their own heritage from whole cloth. So I have an appreciation for that. But irrespective of that, there are some names that are better than others. And DeBrickashaw Ferguson was amazing. And
well, it also extends across all racial lines when parents just have this idea that my child is special. So they're not going to have an ordinary name. But I still want to name her. I had a girl in an appearance yesterday who told me her name was Miranda. So I'm going to give my daughter a normal sounding name and F the spelling up as much as possible.
M-Y-R-A-N-D.
M-Y-R-A-N-D-A-H.
And a silent H at the end.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. With a
comedy K.
And a backwards R and a smiley face.
Well, the funny thing about that instance, where the names come from.
Right.
Somebody in the room, it was our fantasy football draft a decade ago, and somebody said, where in the hell do you get DeBrickashaw? I mean, how do you even begin to put a name like that together? And I thought about it for a second. I said, I bet I know what it is. And they're like, what? Well, my theory is, I bet his parents were fans of Father DeBrickashaw in The Thornbirds with Richard... Chamberlain
and
Rachel Ward.
What?
I said, I bet they were fans of Father DeBrickashaw or the Thornbirds, and they named him something close to that, DeBrickashaw, instead of DeBrickashaw. And people are like, what? They like spit takes with their beer. I'll be goddamn if I don't look it up. And his family was a fan of the Thornbirds, and that's why they picked the name DeBrickashaw. That's where it came. That was what it inspired it.
Do you remember the basketball? My personal sports favorite is the college basketball player. I think it was from UMass. Could be wrong, but I thought it was UMass. God Sham God.
Oh. Wow.
That was a fantastic Final Four season right there.
Oh, well, my.
It's hard to beat the Green Bay cornerback, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. And then what's it? Oh, he hate me.
Yes. Here are some current ones. Guard for Western Kentucky, Forrest Lamp. Defensive end for Michigan, Taco Charlton. Adoree Jackson, he played for USC.
Sure. Yeah.
Tease Tabor. Alvin Kamara, Malik Hooker. Poor guy. Corn Elder.
Malik Hooker's a
Corn Elder.
Corn Elder. We got Cooper Kupp playing for the Rams right now.
They call him Suction Cup.
Raekwon McMillan. Jake Butt. Oh, that was just the poor guy's given name. Juju Smith-Schuster.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I love Juju. For the Steelers. Looking good. USC man. Damian Mama. Tyus Bowser, who will always be linked to Nintendo. And Damore Stringfellow. There's a random apostrophe in his first name, Damore, but Sir Stringfellow sounds like a fancy lad.
He definitely drinks his tea with a pinky out, right? He's like,
We went camping and we had some really great Damores. They were... You just take a little bit of Graham.
Man.
All right. Okay. You have some names?
Yeah.
From your childhood?
Just as an example, let's just start. I'm going to go with, I have three. And I'm just going to go right into the first one. This is this one is my wife's. And as soon as she told me, I was like, oh, this is a good one. Okay. This is a high school. I don't know if it's a friend or acquaintance of hers, but it's female. Her name was Emily Boober. That's just got to be a pain.
Right? Poor thing.
Once again, a wonderful person.
Absolutely.
And their name should be no reflection on their character or their standing in the community.
Yeah. Of course.
But they're just saddled with names that might be...
And you can hate on any serial killers or whatever, but third graders are the worst. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're terrible people. So if you got a name like that, you know that's a bad word.
Yeah. Boober.
You're the boober girl.
I mean, you're the boobs. Here comes boob.
So speaking of elementary school, I will never forget. I didn't know it at the time, but later years, and apparently it did plague her until she finally got married and immediately was open to changing her name. Celia Hussey.
Oh, man.
And spelled H-U-S-S-Y. It wasn't even like, awesome. It was just, poor
like
thing.
Like Olivia Hussey with an E-Y.
No, it was just straight on Hussey.
Yeah.
And she was the sweetest, nicest girl.
Least Hussey-like.
Least Hussey-like you would ever, yeah.
Here's the thing. No one uses the term Hussey.
Yeah.
My mom does.
You, charlatan.
You watch soap operas with my mom. She's sisters. That awesome.
Here's adding insult to injury. Her parents decided to give her a nickname when she was growing up because she was so adorable, and they called her Puddin'.
Puddin' Hussey.
And once everybody found that out, that was her name.
That's pretty much the end of it. That's pretty much the end of it, right there.
Poor thing.
Well, one of my best friends in the world. Is his name is Thor. And he's seriously,
okay.
Seriously, one of the smartest, one of the best people I know. Uh-huh. What were you gonna say?
Only because one of my other friends, and I'll let you continue the story, but because it's so topical right now, if you look at the box office, one of our group of nerdy sci-fi fan friends, his name was Bruce Banner.
What?
Oh, no
so,
way.
It's amazing. They're teamed up in Ragnarok. Of the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I believe it's Fraggle Rock. I don't mean to correct you.
Oh, sorry.
But anyway, Thor is...
I think it was Rolling Rock,
isn't
it?
One of my favorite people. He's Greek, and his last name, Benander.
That just sounds fun to say.
It is, man. Thor Benander. Now, here's the thing. And you would love him. We'll have to have him on the podcast at some point. He has maintained that throughout his life, having that name has been a boon to him. Because when you get a stack, you're hiring, and you get a stack of resumes, and one comes across your desk, and it's Thor Benander. Well, I've got to fucking bring this guy in to see what he's about, right?
Yeah, exactly. Even if I already have the job filled up, I can maybe talk to Thor.
Even if we've already had them fill out the HR paperwork, I want this guy to come and stop by, and I want to see what he's about.
You know that there's going to be no email in the company that's like, he has to be Thor Benander 2.
No.
It's like he's going to be the only Thor in the global directory.
The only one. And it was funny because they were expecting... a child at the same time we were expecting Silas. So I remember going over to their house and saying, hey, so have you picked a name yet? And they said, yep, we picked a name. You going to tell it to us? Nope. And the reason was that they had mentioned it to other people and had gotten the result of, so what are you going to name your kid? Oh, I'm going to name it this. And the look on their face of, no, seriously, what are you going to name it? And the faces just kind of melted a little bit. And they realized that there's a big difference between saying, we're going to name our child this, and having the child in your hand and saying, here, meet Thermos, you know?
Right.
And you're not going to diss it to to their face. So they waited until they named their child. But it was his contention, again, that it was a benefit in his life to have a notable name. So they chose a notable name for their child. Should can I say it? Or I don't want to invade anyone's privacy by saying that, because the child isn't 18.
I mean, it's such a big tease if you don't let us know.
But all right.
You need to tell us.
Is it just a first name thing, or is it a last name?
Well, we know his last name.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here you have to say it, and then you have to call Thor and find out if it's okay we talk about it.
That's what I have to do.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do that.
And we'll snip this out, and no one will ever know unless you send
Let's just do Dead Space right now. There, that's your last point.
And so I have to tell you what he named the child. He named it Bear. Bear Benander. And Bear is the
B-E-A-R?
B-E-A-R, like the animal. And he is the cutest, smartest, funnest little kid, and just dynamite, is a joy in their lives. And the great part about this was, like, 2 months or 3 months after their child is born, Alicia Silverstone has a boy and names him Bear. So immediately the newness, the uniqueness of this name, and he's like, oh, I know. It killed him that he had come up with this name, that, you know, suffered these slings and arrows, and then name the child something that someone else did. And then we experienced that a little bit a couple of years ago. We think Silas Chanley, my son. He is named after my uncle, who I never met, died in World War II on a troop transport in the North Atlantic. And I just always loved that name. And my mom was very fond of him, and as you might imagine. And so I just held on to that name and thought, what a great, unique name that no one uses anymore. So we name him Silas. Who decided to name their child Silas? Anybody? Justin Timberlake and Jessica Alba.
How closely after?
It was a couple of years, but it's like you're... I felt like I was Amish and somebody was taking my picture and stealing my soul.
I got a great story about my name. Is my mom had a childhood friend. They grew up, you know, right next to each other and same age and everything. That she got pregnant with me. And Anita Cook was her name. And they both got pregnant at the same time, okay?
Anita Cook.
And speaking of names.
I need a man to hug and kiss.
So my mother had always been, at least this is what they told me, they're like, we're having two boys. They already, you know, this was before ultrasounds and all that. So she's like, he's a boy. Well, Anita was like, well, I'm having a girl. And she's like, okay. And they're like, well, what are you going to name your boy? And my mom was like, well, we're going to name it Josh. And she's like, what are you going to name your girl? And she's like, I'm going to name it Annie. He said, okay. So Josh, or a week before I'm born, they have their baby, and it's a boy. And they give him the name of Josh. So then I'm born a week later. My mom's like, screw it. I'm still naming him Josh. So we're both named Josh. Well, me and Josh became like best friends. We grew up together. So there's two Joshes. Except my old man refused to call him Josh. He called him Annie. And Anita would get so pissed because all the kids would come over and we'd be like, hey, Josh. My old man would be like, hey, Annie. just see Anita turn beet red and stare. Just start laughing, but yeah.
I was given the name Lawrence, which is spelled not traditionally with a W or a U.
L-A-R-A-N-C-E.
It looks like Lawrence or Laurence, and that is because it is a family name. It is the last name. It is my mother on my it is my grandmother on my mother's side maiden name. It was her, you know, Tom Lawrence and you know, et cetera. So there is a whole line of Lawrences that lived in Louisiana for years and years, and I will never forget. And I was called Lawrence growing up. I wasn't referred to as Larry until I actually got into radio and kind of altered it. And then when I got to USC here, people just picked up on the Larry part. I don't know that I consciously made an effort to be called Larry. It kind of just happened. So I stayed with it, and it was my radio name, whatever. But as a 9-year-old, I have this memory of taking a trip with my grandparents out to Louisiana, where they were both from. My grandparents on my mother's side met at Louisiana Tech University. They lived around Ruston, where that is. And a lot of the relatives are from that area. A little town called Hilly. My great-grandfather was like the postmaster in this tiny little town. You know, there's a lot of history there. She takes me to, of all things, as a 9-year-old, a cemetery where 85% of the headstones have my name on it as their last name.
Wow.
Which, clearly, I remember distinctly because I'm telling you about it right now. Because it gave me frickin' nightmares.
Yeah, you remember it for 60 years.
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm sorry. who's the one that's got the arthritis in the right hand? the planter's warts?
I have told you before, I have 5 older sisters, and then my brother, and then me. I'm the last of 7 children. And when it came time to name these, to name me, they gathered around and all chipped in ideas. You know, looking in the Bible, looking in, you know, word finders and, you know, dictionaries and whatever. And my brother, if I were a girl, wanted to name me Patience Henrietta. He relinquished. He let up later when he said it aloud to himself, thinking, well, how would it sound if Mom called us in from the backyard? Patience Henrietta, you get in here this instant. He decided that was a little bit too airy-fairy, and he got rid of that. But ended up, I thought we talked about this before, maybe not. My life kind of mushes together lately. I went to first day of first grade. I didn't go to preschool, didn't go to kindergarten. Go to first day of first grade, and Miss Ray had our names hermetically sealed there on the desk. And it said, Andrew Chanley. No one called me Andrew. My name is Andrew Benjamin Chanley. So everybody in my family called me Ben. Ben, Benny, Benbo, Ben, Benji, Ben, Andy Ben.
Bin Laden.
A little bit before his time. But it was always Ben. And to this day, my sisters and brothers will say, hey, Ben. Whenever they see me, it's what everyone reverts back to. But I get there in first grade, and I'm like, "Oh, I guess it's official now. I have to use my real first name. This is going to go on my permanent record." So, you know, I'm alone there and don't know anybody, and a person of authority is saying, "So, Andrew," and I'm like, you know, going around getting to know everybody. She said, "Oh, or do you prefer Andy?" I don't know anybody ever called me Andy up until that point. But I said, yeah, I think so. Because I'm thinking Andrew is going to get my ass kicked out on the playground
right.
at recess.
Yes.
So, like, Lawrence would.
Mm-hmm.
And
did. Move on. Go ahead, Patience.
Touch a little nerve there.
Keep going, Patience, Henry.
Let's go, Ben, Patience.
So, I ended up being Andrew Benjamin Chanley. And hence ABC. That was an accident. No one realized that and thought about it until after the fact.
That wasn't a grand marketing scheme
no,
by your parents.
No. But yeah, man. You have others? You said you had 3.
Yeah, number two is one of my personal favorite. I've been holding on to this one for a while. Sweet girl, went to high school with her, Crystal Cooter.
Oh no!
Oh, I mean, now here's the problem with this.
You had a boober and a
Emily
cooter?
Boober, you're stuck with the boober, right? Right, you're like, it could be your tail end is boober, you're screwed. But Crystal Cooter, you're stuck with Cooter. But it doesn't have to be Crystal. It could be something else. It could be Debbie Cooter.
Right.
It could be something. Crystal Cooter.
Yeah. Anita Cooter.
Oh, just so good. And she, again, she's a super sweetheart, super nice girl. Nothing like her name would imply, but Crystal Cooter.
What was Boober's first name?
Emily Boober.
Emily Boober? Boober. Yeah. I wonder if she grew up to drive Uber.
Ooh.
Drive a Boober Uber. Sorry, I regretted that before I said it. More often than not, people should know what percentage of these podcasts involve Larry just with his head in his hands, looking at me and shaking his head.
You just lost your job, so I'm fighting being really mean. So I'll just keep my mouth shut.
Would you like to complete the hat?
All right, so this is the last one. I have a little bit of a backstory, and this is... It's kind of uncomfortable for me to say because this is a kid I grew up with. He is an African American kid, and he still is. You know, he's an African American man, but he was adopted into a white family.
Oh, and like This Is Us.
Yeah, and now I don't know what age he was adopted, if he was a baby or whatever, but this is his real name, and I can pull him up on Facebook. He's a great guy, super great guy. He hit me harder than anybody I've ever been hit by in football in my entire life. Anyway, his name is Nick Rigger.
Oh, no.
Do you know how many times, like, I would be sitting there and somebody would say Rick, and you would just sit there, like, you would just melt. You'd be like, oh, my God, you didn't just say that. You would sometimes, it would just slip out of your mouth. You'd be right. Like, hey, Rick, come here. And you'd be like, oh no, he's going to kill. And he was a badass. Like, he could kill people. But Rick.
Okay. No, you almost did.
Rigger.
Yes, please.
And just talk about, now, the only way I could think of was what happened, and I don't know if this happened, but I'm thinking maybe he was adopted as maybe a 2 or 3 year old, so the name Nick
had already existed,
and they had their last name that had already been there, so they kind of had to merge the
right.
two. But I can't picture them having a small infant child and be like, "I got an idea, let's name him Nick."
No, it was probably the mom going, "I like Nicholas. Let's call him Nicholas."
Yeah.
Nicholas
Patrick Rigger. That just sounds stately. I like it.
I like it.
And then you shorten it, and it's just a little dangerous. Suddenly, yeah. It's like every time I go into Starbucks, and my drink is 2 shots of espresso in a small coffee. Yeah. So I'll ask for, they call it a black eye.
Yeah.
So I'll say, "Can I have a tall black eye?" And I've got to enunciate very carefully.
You do.
Or I get a completely different result at the end of the counter.
You have to, like, take breaths in between each word. I'll take.
It's better just to order ahead.
Yeah. Do it online.
Or just go up with a sign. Just hold it. I want this.
Do we have a meter warning?
We do. It's about that time to shut things down because we don't want a $73 ticket.
Exactly.
But thank you for joining us today. Again, everybody that's reached out to us, given us a pat on the back on Twitter, all that stuff means the world to us. Glad that you're enjoying this, or at least pretending to so far.
And this would be a great one for people to interact with.
Yes.
Great names. Real names of real people that they knew growing up.
You should. Yeah. What they should do is hit us up on Facebook and send us the names that you know.
I forgot to say this.
Yes.
We've got a Facebook page, and I meant to write this down, and I wanted to do it forever ago. A terrific listener to stuff we did on radio here in Los Angeles, Aaron Au, has started a Facebook page, Your Artificial Friends, on Facebook. Go there. We haven't mentioned it. No one knows about it. There are 6 people on it so far. Go there. Like that page, and on that page, Your Artificial Friends on Facebook, put your legitimate real friends or acquaintances' names, and we'll get back to those at some point. Or put anything else you want to on there. Yeah.
We'll do a part two with that, with those results.
I love it. Yeah. All right, so we're going to leave it there. Go on to Audio Boom, and especially on iTunes, and like this or review it. We always appreciate that, and pass the word around to other people. But that's it for today, and we'll see you next time on Your Artificial Friends.